Remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Listen, I've been around. I've seen elders in a church. This was the Ephesians Church of God in Christ in Los Angeles, California. I was there early on. My sister went there, and I lived there. But I lived there for a year, but they didn't have order. I saw an elder one time. They had doors at the back there, you know, the two doors you push open. They would do stuff that was just like, Lord, this is an elder, the assistant pastor, an elder of the church. They got into praise and worship, and he runs down from the pulpit. And he runs to them two swinging doors and don't push them open. His head pushed them open. God is my witness. That same service, when he did come back up to the pulpit, he had a big patch, big old knot, big old patch over his forehead. Talking about, the Lord is good. Wait a minute. He should have said something like, the door is hard. I'm not talking about that kind of crazy. See, the spirit of the prophet is subject. The spirit is not trying to hurt you, draw blood, put a knot on your head, cause you to hit somebody. Well, I was in the spirit. What spirit? Ushers can't contain you. You in the spirit. That's the wrong spirit. But there's a spirit that wants to express itself. Are you hearing? David danced, but he wasn't knocking his mighty men down. And, you know, he was dancing before the Lord or with the Lord. I had a brother that did this, but he did it under the anointing. I could watch him sometime. The church wasn't quite this wide, but it'd be full. You know, it was a shouting church. And when shouting time got on, you know, the Hammond B went, you know, they were shouting, everybody. He would get up over in this corner here, and I would watch him sometime. Maybe I shouldn't have been watching, but I was watching. I was young in the Lord. I was able to see that. He would run from there to here with his eyes closed, people everywhere, and spin around over there. And then run back and not hit anybody. I watched that. I said, wow, that had to be the Holy Spirit. Yes. You understand what I mean? Not hitting the door and, you know, falling and kicking people and people getting hurt. And you understand what I mean? So there's a dimension that God has for you in Him that you cannot be intimidated in. If I know it's the Lord, I'm going to say it. If I know it's the Lord, I'm going to follow it. Yes. Come on. So we got to have the mind of Christ, because He does not think to contemplate. He's not wavering with stuff. Yes. When we know it, we got to move with it. Yes. Otherwise, you'll never be able to stir yourself up. Okay, so that last one is the critical spirit. A critical spirit. A spirit that judges. It comes against you. It disapproves you. Oh, how shameful was the king before the handmaids. He said, I did it before the Lord. You're talking about some handmaids. I didn't even know the handmaids were there. I'm dancing before the Lord. That's a critical spirit. If you're going to stir yourself up, you got to recognize that rascal. David told her, he said, you know what? In so many words, he said, it's going to get worse. You ain't seen nothing yet. You think I danced like a fool today? Wait till next time. That's what he was telling her. But here's what I want you to see. That critical spirit, because she carried that spirit, her womb was shut up. In other words, God's not going to allow that to reproduce against you. God's not going to let them be productive against you. If you'll stir yourself, God will fight your battle and shut that thing down. So you can talk about them all you want, and they can continue to talk, but it don't bother you. You can dance right on past them. Hey. Why are they talking? Why are they looking at you? They gnash on you with their teeth, and you still dancing around. It ain't bothering you one bit. Come on, God will shut stuff down when you stir yourself up. Hallelujah. Amen. That critical spirit will come against your anointing too. Critical seeks to destroy all these. When you see them, when you recognize their presence, you stir yourself up. Hear me? Stir yourself up. Don't allow it to overtake you. Let me give you one more. We're going to stop. Then we'll finish this up. We'll go into the positive side. Amen? But you recognize these rascals. The last one is the spirit of condemnation. No, well, let me give you two real quick. Spirit of condemnation. The spirit of condemnation is like this. No matter how you try to encourage yourself, you don't feel like you measure. No matter, you know, what verses you read, your favorite verses. You know, you go to, you know, your favorite praise song. You know, you go to your favorite Bible study, and it seems like no matter how you try to encourage yourself, you don't feel you measure up. There's an internal struggle. That's the spirit of condemnation. Recognize it. All right? We have victory over all of these rascals when you choose to stir yourself. Number six, discouragement. You know, discouragement can be said like this. I got one more and we'll stop. Discouragement can be defined like this. It's like a plane on a runway with no fuel to take off. It's on the runway, but there's no fuel in it to take off. That's what discouragement will do to you. You can be on the runway, headed in the direction you want to go, but no strength, no ability, no fuel to take off, to have any lift. That's discouragement. You better recognize these rascals. Tell somebody, that's not who I am. That's a spirit. You better recognize whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. There ought not be a day that passes by that your spirit is not free. Well, I wish I had some help. Last one is unbelief. That's when what you say, if this spirit hits you and makes you feel like what you say, nobody's listening to you. What you say doesn't make any sense. Spirit of unbelief mounts up with facts against you. Try to make you look just at facts. A spirit of unbelief. That's why they never made it out of the wilderness. Unbelief. That spirit gripped that nation. Unbelief. It wasn't even disobedience, but those are two are synonymous. But unbelief. Look at this. When the disciples couldn't cast out the devil. Oh, that little boy, remember that? They said, look, why could we not cast the devil out? Jesus didn't say because of your lack of faith. They had faith. But at the same time, they had unbelief. He said, because of your unbelief. Ah, you give that spirit place, you can be having faith, but you're going to waver. You'll be like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Remember the man that came to Jesus? And Jesus, he asked him to heal his son. And he said, do you believe? He said, Lord, I believe. But help, because I got unbelief. I got some faith, but I'm over here struggling with this here thing. And because he confessed that, because he was honest, Jesus healed his son. Come on, sometimes you got to get rid of unbelief. See, listen, unbelief is a spirit. because we don't have that spirit. We don't have a spirit of fear. We don't have a spirit of any of those spirits. When they come from the outside to try to convince us otherwise, for us to give them a place. For we have a spirit of power, love. Even when you don't feel like loving, you got a spirit of love. Hello, I said, even when you don't feel like loving, you have a spirit of love. And of a sound mind. When you feel confused, I'm not confused. My mind is sound. I bind this spirit of confusion in Jesus' name, because God didn't give me a spirit of confusion. I'll give you just a couple of one example. Esther, when Mordecai brought her the news, hey, Haman has sent out a decree. They about to kill us all. You need to do something. You got favor with the king. She sent a letter back to Haman, to Mordecai, and said, listen, I hadn't been to see the king in a while. And you know, if anybody goes in there that hadn't been there in a while and he don't hold a scepter out, they cut their head off, right? And she sent that letter back to him. He sent a letter back to her and said, listen, if you don't do something, God gonna raise somebody up to do something. But your household gonna suffer too. Don't think that you're gonna be out the picture. That's where Esther starts stirring herself. She said, tell Mordecai to tell all the Jews to fast with me for 3 days. I don't eat anything. He said, because you know what? If I perish, come on, somebody. She starts stirring herself. If I perish, then I just have to perish. But I'm going to see the king. Hello? She stirred herself up. She stirred herself up to action. Don't you love the story of Esther? Here's the true story by Josephus. She went in after the 3 days of fasting. Her and her handmaid went in to see the king. King hadn't seen her in over a month. The king was in a strait. He was angry at the time. And there were henchmen in the court. For anyone that came in, that the king didn't call. That right there, okay, you head out in the basket, go bury her, throw you somewhere. She comes in dressed in her royal apparel. This is the story. And she comes and the king makes eye contact with her. And he's angry. Hello? He's angry. She sees the anger. And Josephus says she faints. Her handmaid holds her. But in her fainting, because she had stirred herself, God touched the king's heart.
We have come to the close of part 29 of The Faith Crisis, Stir Up the Gift. Psalm 34 and 8 proclaims, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. The enemy will try to take you out using many devices. By launching the spirit of condemnation, making you feel like you don't measure up, or by discouragement. Having no fuel to take off for God. And finally, by unbelief, making what you say not seem true. Esther stirred up her gift, and she said, I am going to see the king, and if I perish, I perish. The spirit of boldness rose up in her. What you carry is valuable to God and to the body of Christ.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.